In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated. And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the sixth day. And then suddenly, there was something wrong in the creation God created good. An infection began to spread from our first parents' rebellion, so that soon there were people who could not see anymore, and people who could not hear. Cripples and paralytics began to lay at the gates of the cities, begging for alms. Rains dried up, rivers dried up, and hot winds began to blow in unimaginable creatures. It became so bad that prophets rose up to give hope to a faithful remnant who only saw despair in the future. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. Then the lame shall leap like a deer, and the tongue of the dumb sing, for waters shall burst forth in the wilderness and streams in the desert. The hope of the prophet Isaiah was for healing and wholeness, for restoration of the creation to what God intended it to be. In his travels from the Decapolis to the Sea of Galilee, Jesus comes across a man who is sick because of the fallenness of this creation. He can't hear, and he has an impediment of speech. And what he needs is to be restored to health and wholeness. People beg Jesus to make him well, for they had seen that wherever Jesus went, the blind were able to see, the deaf were able to hear, the lame were able to walk, and the dead were raised. Now, what is happening here? Jesus, the creator of all things good, had to come to his creation to restore it back to what it was created to be. Good and whole. Jesus comes to this man who cannot hear and cannot speak, and he puts his fingers in his ear, spits on his hand, and touches the man's tongue. And then he speaks, and it happens. Ephatha, be opened. Jesus makes this man whole because his holy flesh touches this man's ears that can't hear and his tongue that can't speak, and they are opened. He transfers his holiness to this man's brokenness to make him whole again. Why does Jesus command them to keep this a secret that they can't keep? No one will understand the meaning of this miracle until the great miracle takes place on a cross and at a tomb outside Jerusalem. Jesus heals this man who is deaf and mute as a foretaste of his passion, where cosmic healing takes place through the shedding of the blood of the Creator himself. A new creation dawns when Jesus' resurrected body burst forth from the grave to show us what a restored humanity looks like. This restored humanity now looks like you. bodies washed clean with holy water, ears touched by holy word, eyes opened through broken bread. A restored creation with healing for broken people is prepared for you here on a table of holy food. And they were astonished beyond measure, saying, "He has done all things well. He makes both the deaf to hear and the mute to speak." And there was evening, and there was morning, the eighth day. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.